Survivor Specials, Phil and Alexa are back with our Survivor 45 episode 8 recap. And just it's 9:41 Eastern time, which means it is 6:41 Western time. And I believe in Utah, it is 7:41 p.m. So if it's 7:41 p.m. in Utah, that means Sammy has not yet watched this episode. So let this poor man live in bliss before he realizes that he has to take his life savings, everything he has saved up, and put it on the 2-8 Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl right now.
He's going to be a billionaire, America's youngest billionaire.
He has to, right? I mean, I look at it as, remember when Mad Dog, I know you used to be a big baseball person, but Mad Dog said that if the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 2 games in a row, he would quit his job, and then he didn't quit his job. I feel like we're getting something very similar here with Sammy, and I'm not happy about it.
I know. Well, someone made a good point. Sammy may have seen the tweet. I feel like he actually doesn't use Twitter that much.
Didn't at him. Yeah, I didn't at him on purpose.
Yeah, and I feel like I was like looking for his Twitter when I was tweeting about him the other night. So anyways, yeah, crazy night. I hope for his sake the Arizona Cardinals win the Super Bowl, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
No, I think Sammy is going to need to start a GoFundMe for his future because he better become a model immediately. Immediately.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Classes aren't for me.
I know. Poor guy. Wow. I got to say, I put Kelly at, what did I put her at in the power rankings here? I put her at number 3. And I felt like I was putting her low because you and Sammy were so high on her. A lot of the people playing in our game had her pretty high up here. A lot of number ones.
Yeah, this is the episode in the power rankings where all of our red is like way up front.
Yeah, this was a shocking boot. And it was surprising to me when the name came up. I thought that they would go a different route, but Kelly does make the most sense. I thought we were going to go a different route from a editing perspective, not so much from a what makes sense perspective. I like Kelly a lot. This just really rejuvenated this season, though, after what I thought was a really frustrating episode because we saw the split. Sifu goes. Nobody really cared. Caleb goes. Everybody's really bummed. This felt like a really strong episode, and as much of a bummer it is that Kelly went, I got a text from Big Show Gunno, not a text. He DM'd me on Twitter saying, here's my winning percentages going into this week. Kelly was at the top for him. Kelly totally. Was at the top for a lot of people. It really started that one episode you missed where I had Albert come on and recap with me. He said, Kelly's his winner pick. And that was around the time when everybody started looking at her edit, what was going on. But this Bello tribe just could not keep it together. And I do get a little bit of joy because Bruce has been rubbed through the mud so bad. I do get a little bit of joy when somebody who's been so down on Bruce goes home in a week where if Bruce had a vote, it might have actually helped them a lot. So part of me is a little happy about that. But we have a lot to cover tonight. We got the auction. We got Kelly going home. We had a lot of people getting alcohol at the auction.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're down to final 9. I'm loving what just happened here. What are you thinking? Have you come back down from Kelly's boot?
I just think if the 30-year-old half Armenian lesbian who lives in Brooklyn, if she's not gonna win, I can't win.
You can't win.
So I'm not okay because I just watched myself lose. That being said, I agree with you. It felt like, obviously, I didn't want her to go home. And I didn't really want Jake to go home either because he was beating himself up the whole episode. And I was like, you did nothing wrong. Like, you swung. Like good for you. We'll like talk about tribal council in a little bit. But I think if it was anyone else's name other than Kelly, I just think that the whole lead up to tribal council was like, no one was saying a name. Like, no one, and this is something we've like talked about in all of our predictions, no one has drawn a line in the sand and we're at 9 people left.
Yeah.
So I think that's maybe what's felt a little stuck. And you see even like Kelly and Emily, this is like kind of bad gameplay from them, but they're just like waiting for Jake to say a name. And Jake's like, well, I'm not going to say a name. Uh-huh. And maybe people know this re before is just so tight. There's just nowhere else to go at this point. And no one threw Kendra's name out there. No one threw Katora's name out there. It is there wasn't a lot of wiggle room. It had to be Kelly because for whatever reason, those other two names didn't come up. So I think this will rejuvenate it a little bit, even though at the same time, this is still just like Reba winning against the Bello tribe.
Yeah, there's a man. Okay. I got so much to unpack with this.
There's so much in this episode.
So Drew is cracking me up. Now I'm going to make a really not obscure, but kind of obscure movie reference. Cause I can't help myself. Cause you need to understand. If you've never seen the movie Magnolia, just look up the part where it starts raining frogs. Okay. And that might be a massive spoiler, but just look at the part where it starts raining frogs. The kid in that scene, when he's looking out the window and he's just staring up and he goes, this is something that happens. This happens because this is something that happens. That is Drew all the time in this show. This kid is brilliant. Like he's one of those quiz kids who keeps winning and he's winning millions of dollars for being a kid celebrity, essentially. So he's just out of touch and whatever. But then he says something and he always just looks in awe of everything that's going on. That is Drew right now. Every time Drew talks, he's so excited and he's so smart and it always seems like he's not in touch entirely with what the cool kids want. And then he speaks up, and it works. And every time one of these crazy things happens, there's no reaction from Drew. Everybody else is going nuts. And Drew's just staring, looking straight up. It's like unbelievable. You need to just slap his face over that kid's body because it is insane how similar their looks are. But this was Drew's move. We're talking about the Reba Absolutely. Before. We're talking about D. We're talking about Austin. We're talking about Mama J. Drew made this happen tonight, and it was 100% the right move, in my opinion.
No, 100% the right move. And I think that is the beauty of having an alliance that you trust. Because I think I am so used to, okay, well, Drew just threw Kelly's name out there. So now they're going to turn around and throw Drew out there. But no, this was a group of four or group of five, whatever, because Emily's all in on them now, which is great for her. Drew says, I want Kelly gone. And then they're all like, okay, this was like an alliance decision. I think, crazily enough, I find that very refreshing, even though I'm not like happy with the outcome. And I know this girl's alliance was never going to go anywhere, but he seems to have gotten his kind of second tier option. It was like, if I can't get rid of Bruce, I don't really care about Jake. Let's really like put the nail in this girl's thing. So I think he did a great job. Mike Bloom tweeted this and I forgot about this. His safety without power is gone now. That's completely over. And Austin now has two idols and no sandwiches, but maybe someday.
He got his revenge on Kelly. Michael Carroll says it here.
He got an idol. Might be better than a sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big deal. And for this to happen now, so the safety without power is no longer valid, which some people were talking when I had put Drew in spot number 10 this week. I thought it was going to be a blindside. I just thought that Bello would put up a fight to get rid of a
Reba. It was a blindside.
Yeah, rather than getting one of their own. I don't understand that. But when I look at Drew, everybody, I got a couple comments that said, why would he not use a safety without power? There's no way he's going to go home. The problem is to use safety without power, you have to leave your alliance out to dry. At final 10, when it's a 5-5 split like tonight was, you have to leave, which could put your alliance in danger of not getting the majority of votes. They did tonight. It worked out. Jake played his shot in the dark. Bruce didn't have a vote. If those two things didn't happen, we very likely could have been looking at a 5-5 or a 6-4 type situation. So the safety without power is hard. Idols are not, especially when you have two of them. And I will say right now, I think Bello, after Kelly is gone, I think you can pretty much write off any of the rest of them winning. Maybe Jake, but Jake's already talking about how he's not getting any votes at Final Tribal. There was a great cut tonight of them saying, Julie saying to him,
yes,
understand what it feels like when you get your name written down. He says, it'll come. And part of him said, maybe it won't. Maybe Jake will never see his name on that parchment, which means he either loses at Fire or he is the third vote, third place.
That's true. Except for tonight, he did get some votes. But I think in the grand scheme of that, like that concept, I agree. And I think this episode was really weird for him because like, Bruce, I know you're listening and I love you, but like, you're shaming Jake for trying to make a good move. Like Jake tries to make this move. It doesn't work. And then his self-confidence is so low, which I totally get. And then he goes to tribal council and he just like, I don't know. I think he just brain farts. I think he just totally loses it. Totally loses it there, which I feel like I would do once a week. So I'm actually shocked it doesn't happen more often.
See, I think Jake is a member of the theater. And I think Jake was playing this up so bad. That slip up.
Get out of here.
Our eyes at it. I think it put the fear of God in some of those people. But this, to keep going, yeah, it did. It felt like everybody just kind of did their little flip. Like, to keep going with the other pop culture references, very Tobias Fünke from Arrested Development, where he's an actor. He is an actor. And I feel like he is enunciating everything to everyone. And it's so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I feel like I'm looking at it that way because I know how Jake is actually talking in his confessionals and stuff. This is a guy who is losing his focus and losing his mind. And I feel like tonight he went in and he said, I need to do this. One, because I do feel in danger, but two, because if I'm actually not going to be in danger, I need the other person who's going home to continue to feel super safe. Make it seem like you're totally out of it. But I think he was totally, totally playing it up. And Michael Carroll, Kelly blew it. Oh my God, the Tobias.
I think I just blew myself.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's so good. That was you make two references, one that's like a deep cut and one that the people with good taste are gonna like.
Yeah, I got it I got it. The first one was for John and the rest of it was for the other 200
everyone else
people listening. Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good point. Do you think Jake knew who person B was?
No, I don't.
To his point, there has to be a person B.
And I think if he would have known who person B was, I think he wouldn't have played a shot in the dark. However, I think the people who came up with this plan did not trust Jake at all, especially after last week when he voted for Julie. So I think they all said, screw that. We are not going to vote or tell him where to vote. And because of that, they left him out, made him play a shot in the dark. Plus now he doesn't have a shot in the dark. Kendra's toothless. Keturah is toothless. Jake doesn't have a shot in the dark. Bruce has an idol, but so what? There's three other people to vote out before you need to vote out Bruce.
Yeah.
So I think this was the right move by all involved.
Yeah. And I think that's another like big green flag of this Reba alliance. First of all, Julie's a killer, and I love that. But she was like, I want Jake out. She put that out there, and they were like, we get that. And they didn't go with it, but I think, like, she still had, like, there's still so much agency there. And I think sometimes you see when someone gets votes, like, I need to get this person out, and people sort of, like, brush it to the side. And I don't really feel like that was the case with Julie. And you see Jake really, like, he was really laying it on thick with her. And I like you saw it after the vote. He gives her the chocolate cake after she spends $420 on a toothbrush. But I think she's a killer. She almost won that immunity challenge. The two geriatrics almost won that. I feel good about her.
I really
40-year-old geriatrics, however old they are.
I know. What is Julie? 46, 45?
Literally. She's 10 years older than us. Like,
yeah, barely. Barely has a gray hair on her head, and here we are. Oh, she's 49. I mean, she's pushing ancient. Okay, so she's right up there. And Bruce is 46, so he's pretty old too.
Wow.
That being said, though, I totally agree. I think Julie's playing a really good game. I think Julie's getting a little underestimated by everybody else around her, but I think she's playing with some A-list players, which is going to be a hard way to win the game at the end for Julie. She's got to really be able to navigate this and tell everybody what her moves were. Because right now, if you look at that alliance of Drew, Austin, D, Julie, and Emily, because I would put Emily in there.
Yeah.
You have a 5-person alliance right now that could be the most alpha 5-person alliance in the history of Survivor. Because all 5 of them are absolute threats to win the game. And you would say in any normal season of Survivor, if any one of those players was in an alliance, you'd be saying they're at least getting 3 votes at Final Tribal. Right now, they could get 0 just because of who they're sitting next to.
And it's really interesting because I think all of them are like alpha players too. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting to see now, like Drew, again, because there haven't been any lines drawn in the sand until like tonight. So Drew is the first person in that group to like have a moment. D had that last week with winning immunity and deciding that Caleb is going to go home. But Drew's got to move now. So it's going to be really interesting to see, like, is that going to divide up Julie and D from them? Though Emily is still with the guys. I don't really know where Emily stands with the gals in that group as much. Austin has two idols. I don't know if people put that together, but that makes him super dangerous. And he's arguably the like quietest one of those, of the four of them.
Yeah. Austin feels like he's not getting, Jake said he was playing scared. And we talked about that a lot. He feels like he's not getting the leader role, you know, in a game where he should be the leader. He's got the most ammunition. Yeah. So why is he not leading? He's scary though, because he could win some immunities and that's going to be fresh in people's minds at the end of this game. Plus, if he still has two idols, now he's sitting there and he plays two idols successfully and wins one or two immunities. Man, especially if one of those idol plays is to keep an ally in the game rather than on himself. Mm-hmm. He's in a really, really, really good spot if all of that happens. Now, obviously, that's a lot that needs to happen. But it is surprising that he is not getting a bigger edit and doesn't seem like he's as scary to some people as I would think he would be.
Yeah, I think it's maybe either people don't realize it or he has that more like docile personality, for lack of a better term. Like D is it like everyone sees like D is a killer. Julie is like, I feel very Succession right now. Like, you're not a killer. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Julie had her name written down and now she's pissed. Drew just made this huge move against Kelly. Austin has been banking his votes. So maybe this is where he overcomes everybody.
Yeah, he's got a lot that he can start using that these other people can't. So it'll come down to how is his social game. And right now, I don't know how his social game is. I don't think anybody dislikes him. But have any of these Rebos made inroads with anybody on Bello? That's the real question here. Because we see the women talking about a women's alliance, which maybe I'm buying, maybe I'm not buying, you know, whatever.
I'm not buying.
We're seeing a lot of the conversation, and obviously it didn't happen tonight, so it seems like it was just, that's going to be talked about. The men also were talking about a men's alliance at some point. They just didn't show it tonight. That's just what happens on Survivor. But when they're talking about this women's alliance, is that bonding D and Julie with Kelly, Keturah, and Kendra in a way that Austin and Drew can't? And if it's not, or if it is, when Kelly gets blindsided like this, does it actually hurt D and Julie more than it would hurt Austin? Because Austin never promised Kelly shit.
Yeah, and I think that, like you said earlier, this group of Bellows is now, they're all toothless. And they not only are, do they not, like, well, Bruce has an idol, but not only do they not have like the toys, they also don't have the cohesion that mm-hmm. the Reba group does as well. And Keturah and Kendra don't like Bruce, and Kelly didn't like him either, but Kelly had that tie to him, whether it seems like whether or not she wanted it. It's really just Jake and Bruce now. And I think now Jake, for better, like, unintentionally or intentionally, he does not have, like, he doesn't have the legs right now. And you see, he's like, I want to take a step back. I want to be an Ally Gabler. And I think that's, like, at this point in the game, like, you kind of have to step up.
Yeah, you have to, because otherwise Bello is just going to get annihilated here. Bello really doesn't have anything left in the game at this point. So I think that they're all in just such a bad spot. So the way that this vote went out tonight, because only three people voted for Jake, Jake couldn't vote, Bruce couldn't vote. Three people who voted for Jake were Kelly, Kendra, Keturah. Everybody else voted for Kelly. So Bruce was blindsided. Bruce is saying, oh, there goes my number one. Mm-hmm. But Bruce didn't have to make a stand one way or another tonight. So he might be able to use that a little bit to his advantage. Plus, the people he's left with, he doesn't like Keturah and he doesn't like Kendra. The only one he likes is Jake. So maybe him and Jake can use each other to create some agency. Kendra and Couture, I see having a really, really tough path forward. I don't see any real way that they're going to get into this game. They might get dragged along to 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. I don't see them going any further than that. And if they're sitting there at the finale, I don't think that they're getting any votes, because I just don't see how they gain agency to gain votes at the end. I feel like however far they go is how far the Reba 4 plus Emily want to take.
Yeah, there has to be a way to break up this Reba 4. And either the Bellas have to figure it out, or someone from within the Reba 4 wants to leave. Or Emily. Like, Emily feels like the most logical option. But Emily finally has an alliance. So mm-hmm. if I'm her, I'm not leaving.
And she went right to Drew and told Drew everything about the Women's Alliance so that Drew would feel good with her. So, you know, Big Show Gano here says, guys, Bella has nothing left. What if Emily recognizes that Reba may win and Emily flips back? Austin has two idols. Yeah. I know Bruce has one, but Austin has two. Plus, the Bellows aren't going to unite. Bruce and Keturah are not going to vote the same this season. It's not going to happen. And especially now that Kelly's gone, Keturah is going to go absolutely on the warpath, trying to just make sure she lives longer than Bruce. She was doing it tonight. You know, she wanted Bruce out before Bruce won the immunity. Then Bruce wins immunity. Now she has to pivot. Bruce would have absolutely gotten all the votes tonight. So Bruce and Keturah aren't working together. So that's where I don't think that the Bellows can, I don't think that they can unite. I just don't see it happening. And now that Kelly's gone, Kelly was the glue. This was a brilliant move by Drew, because he cut off the head of the snake. He really did. It was coach's whole thing of get rid of the head of the snake, get rid of the bride of the snake or whatever, cut off the dragon, then the bride of the dragon with Sierra and stuff. That's what this was.
Well, he got rid of Sophie. He got rid of the Sophie to the coach. I can't believe that reference dropped.
I know. I know. He did. It was a brilliant, brilliant move by Drew. And it was great on everybody else to realize that Drew was right. Because they all seemed stuck on Jake. Jake really isn't that scary right now.
No.
He is sputtering. And he's the type of player, you were saying, maybe take a step back. I just think he only knows one gear, and that gear is 100% all the time. And I think anytime he feels like he's going to take a step back, it's going to be the Colby confessional of, and then I got up. Because there is no way Jake is going to just roll over and die. When he was looking for that idol, it looked like if you stood in front of him, he would have pushed you 20 feet just as hard as he could, and you would have went through the tree. Because he get out of my way. I don't care that you know you're going to vote me out anyway. So what do I care?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the auction.
All right,
let's talk it out. So I think we're on a similar page here.
God, so they literally promise us. Okay, so they haven't had this.
I oscillated so much throughout this.
What I love about this is the first time you and I are actually talking about an auction that's live. Will and I, the first season we did was Survivor Season 30. And maybe this is Jeff and On Fire with Jeff Probst and everybody in the community telling me to hang up the Spurs after this season, because they're letting me bookend my seasons with the Survivor auction. But we haven't had one since the Mike Holloway, Shireen, Dan Foley situation back in season 30, what led to Mike being on the outs the rest of the game and ultimately led to him winning also. But we haven't had an auction since then. So they talk about, oh, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken. We promise we're going to fix it. We're going to bring it back. So they say two words in this piece of parchment: food items. Holy crap, they fixed the auction. It took them 7 years to figure out that the words food items would fix the auction.
And for what it's worth, I didn't even need food items. First of all, the toothbrush and the mouthpaste, goodness gracious. Yeah. The toothbrush, toothpaste, and mouthwash, fantastic. The tubs and the showers, like, it doesn't have to be food items, just non-advantages. Continue.
And make that clear. And guess what? They made it so clear. They spelled it out for us. They did it. I liked everybody running around looking for their money.
Loved that.
That was so much fun. Bruce trotting Bryce Isaiah with the tweet of the night, where it was everybody running around doing it. And then he tweets Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers putting his shoes on real slow. Absolutely.
I did not see that.
Absolutely phenomenal.
I know. It's like, Bruce, what are you doing?
What are you doing? No, what are you doing? Still got $80. Good for him. D ends up with $900. I like that this was an Easter egg hunt. Get as many as you can. You're gonna.
Did you like that they were random inside?
Yeah, I didn't care. Because if they were playing for advantages, I'd have a problem with that. But the fact that this was, it's just a pointless, fun day in the jungle. Everybody go have a good time. And then Jeff comes out with his knife and he stabs us all right in the gut. He can't help
literally.
Himself. He is on a killing spree of Bags and Survivor fans' hopes and dreams because they ruined the auction. They ruined it. As quickly as they fixed it, they stabbed it over and over again. And Jeff needs to stop being Michael Myers and just go back to being Jeff Probst. Because the problem with this auction idea and with somebody pointlessly losing their vote at what should just be Sunday fun day is that you have now made this not an auction. It is literally just who's the richest person here? You get a car, you get a car, you get a... There was no bidding. There's no strategy. The first three people were bidding on really. And then Dee goes, I'll do $900 for a milkshake. Well, of course she's going to do $900 for a milkshake because there might only be one more thing. And what's the point of putting yourself in position to have the most amount of money? There is no reason to do it, especially when you know the most that there's going to be is 15. Because if it gets to 15, five people are getting two things. Mm-hmm. Five people are getting one thing. That's really how that's going to break down. So if you're D, mm-hmm. why take that risk? And that's assuming there's 15 things. This was so unnecessary. And that's just what frustrated me. I don't mind the idea of you don't know how many items you're going to have. Awesome. So bid when you want to bid. But if you're going to give them all different amounts of money and then say, oh, but after number five, it could be the last one anytime. And if you have the most money, you lose your vote. You're not even giving people time to bid. Bruce could not have won anything tonight because there was no incentive for anybody to bid less than what their most money was every single time they bid.
I completely agree. And I think the you even hear Kendra directly say it. She's like, I had no strategy. There could have been a bowl of worms and I was going to bid so that I couldn't lose my vote. Like she directly told us like everything. And I think that like, I'm going to flip a coin and I'm not going to tell you the number. Just say five are guaranteed, 15 is the maximum. Sweat it out a little because then you can count a little. Then like Kelly and Bruce and Julie, they're like, okay, well, what's the chance that he's going to go all the way to 15? I think that added like an unnecessary layer with like the coin thing. And I completely agree. There was no negotiating. And then it became like a talk show at the end where he's like, okay, Julie, what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. And then Julie gets toothpaste and he's like, okay, Kelly, what you gonna do? And it's just last place changes every single time something was bought. And I think like the food items were awesome. Like the actual auction part of it, I think was fantastic. And I think it was really fun that because Dee put in the work, she got $900, and because Bruce didn't do anything, he got $80. I don't think that's fair for Dee to have to, like, Dee should have eaten everything.
Agreed. That's you know? What I was going to say. Yeah.
Kelly should have gotten to eat like multiple things.
La Moreno over here says, I loved everything about the auction, then says it left suspense and that was Bruce's fault. And I don't disagree with her about that was Bruce's fault, but I think I'm more on your line of thinking there, Alexa, where Dee should have gotten more. She ran around that island like crazy. She got $900. The problem is Dee buys the chocolate milkshake and she's never going to do just $300. The beauty of Dee's position is if she gets 900, the next highest I think was 600. She could have bet 280 and she is guaranteed one more item. She knows she's going to be able to eat that. So maybe that's on Dee for not bidding on one of the first two or three things, but you know that they're probably going to get better than a beer and pretzels. You know it's going to be better than that. So of course she's going to wait a little bit. But I just think this took away the point of it. And again, we don't need somebody to lose a vote every time. What if there were Jeff pulled 11 instead of 9 or whatever he pulled? Bruce gets the next one. Emily gets the one after that. Now everybody has $0. Anyway, now nobody loses a vote. And Jeff's sitting there going, oh, well, we had two more left. Well, this is stupid. It was stupid. I don't know why it was necessary to the game because it didn't really add strategy at all. Mm-hmm. And it took away the auction was no longer an auction. It wasn't
about food. It was about survival. And the whole point of the auction is just to watch them salivate over food and listen to Austin's ASMR with the fish eyes. Like that was the good stuff. And like the cake, again, it was all good. Like in the moment, I was screaming at the TV. I was, first of all, like, I cannot believe they put a margarita with a PB&J sandwich. And I say that as a high compliment because a margarita is the thing that I would throw my game away for. And peanut butter and jelly together. Like, they didn't even do chips and guac or tacos. I thought it was hilarious and probably the best option.
Yeah, so I wrote down all of them and the order came out. So it was beer and pretzels. That was Kendra. So Kendra gets the alcohol at the auction. The next one was Kelly with fries and soda, which the fries would have been great, but the soda feels like my stomach started to hurt drinking soda on an empty stomach after all those days. They probably voted Kelly out because she was just exploding at camp that night. Yeah. So Emily got the covered one and she went for it and got charcuterie and wine.
That looked really good.
That was the best one. That's the one I probably would have wanted the most. Dee got
She booty popped for it.
She did. And then Dee got the chocolate milkshake. Katura got the covered one, which was the fish eyes. She didn't want it. Austin then spent $100 to eat the fish eyes.
Horrifying.
That was awesome. Drew got the covered one and it was candy. He didn't want candy.
Austin, that's a bad attitude. You take that candy, you enjoy it.
That's again, like Kelly's soda. I could feel the gastrointestinal
distress.
Distress just coming. Austin then got pizza, but no drink. That sounds like a nightmare too.
Disaster.
Julie got the toothbrush, the toothpaste, and the mouthwash. Jake then bought the chocolate cake and chose Julie and Bruce. We did not get an Eric Reichenbach situation, unfortunately. We were not watching people's fingers just be licked.
Terrible. Someone made a good point there. Bruce ate that chocolate cake at the same speed he was looking for that money. I noticed that as well. I think he probably had the idea that, like, if I eat chocolate cake, I'm going to be with Kelly and Drew, like, exploding in a corner somewhere. But I don't know. If I got nothing, I'd go to town on that.
I think Bruce also ate a pretty good amount of that cake. Cause if you look at where he went, he was breaking it with his finger to grab like a piece. And then he had that piece and then he was picking up little pieces with Drew or Jake walking back with the two hands. It was, you've seen Matilda, right? Where the kid has to eat the cake. That's what it reminded me of, that, because Jake's just walking back with the two hands out.
It's, and like, he's smiling on everybody.
Like, dude, that's going to be so gross. And you're going to regret eating that so bad. La Morena with a great point. They needed more protein. How about a steak? I will say this, though. I think they're scared to give these people red meat nowadays. I truly believe that because
Joe?
Joe, that's what happened to Bruce Kennedy back all the way. I think a lot of people. So, I mean, as somebody who can speak from experience.
Phil, this is your wheelhouse.
Literally.
Not to be too graphic.
But to me. Like, red meat is the worst thing to eat if you've been in this type of situation, because you're not hydrating and everything, and it's really hard for your body to process.
I don't think I knew that.
Well, I found out the hard way. And so I think that they might be a little concerned about on these shorter seasons doing that, because they are giving them less water. They're trying to give them less food. So it might be harder for people to get that. Still, they could have done chicken. They could have done something like that.
I was waiting for like chicken, rice, and veggies, or like a real meal. I wonder if this is the, like, gotta make the new era so hard, like, kind of thing. Or don't they sometimes do that as like a final reward challenge? Like, you get steak, veggies, and like wine. Yeah. Like, they give them something good. I noticed that as well. Cause Drew, like, or you usually see like a burger or like chicken tenders or something.
Yeah.
I felt the same way, but I think the best, Emily had the best, like, bang for your buck, because you get the happiness with the wine and meat and cheese, which is really good. Or Kelly with the PB&J and the margarita.
She was right after the chocolate cake. She still had an appetite. She got the margarita chips and PB&J. And this is what I'm talking about, right? So Jake was just trying to dump his money, so he gets the chocolate cake. Kelly, as soon as that comes out, she says, okay, here's all my money.
Doesn't matter what you want.
Which totally just defeats the purpose of an auction.
No one was bidding.
Yeah, an auction is supposed to be to get multiple things, to feel like, you know, you watch the show Pawn Stars. Oh, look at what a haul I got from this for this amount of money. This was just, oh, cool, Jeff, yeah, take my whole 300. When in reality, D could have sat there and Jeff should have said, you're going to get at least 10 items. And D could have sat there and taken two or three and guaranteed she was going to get them. And then the next person could have guaranteed they were going to get one or two of them. I just don't like the idea of, there was no need to gamify this, especially when you ungamified it. And just put the one through, or the 5 through 15 dice out there, or whatever, this, the 6 through 15, don't have somebody lose a vote. Just put that there. I'm fine with that. Even I still like, because then you're still going to get people saying, well, I'm going to keep going. If you have $200 and your next highest is 80, you bid 100, you still get the next item that comes out. And people might start to look down on you about that, similar to the Mike Holloway situation with the $500. So
yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah. And you saw that in the way they were bidding too, went from like 20 to like 150 to like 450. Yeah. It just jumped so high.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm happy the auction is back. I hope that it continues to be back. Just like now, next week, three people are going to lose their vote. Awesome. Cool. Sick. Like,
yeah,
rad, dude. Like, this is my favorite show. I love watching Final Nine, where only six people are voting. That's sweet. Cause now, you know, oh, well, that makes it so that the blue tribe can come back. Okay. And if every single blue member is the three people who don't get it, then that just makes it so that Reba can just vote everybody off, even if the blue tribe was starting to make inroads. If Keturah, Kendra, and Bruce started to make inroads with, I don't know, D and Julie, sucks to be you, because three of you just lost a vote. I can't wait to see what the reason is, but I think the vote losing has just gotten out of hand, where they're just, that is what they're doing for everything. And I think they just need to back off on the vote losing. It's just not necessary.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's the final 10 and there's no normal vote. Like, we're still losing votes.
Yep. Yep. And we're never going to have a normal vote. This season will be, I think, the first season in the history of the show where there won't be a single normal vote.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It didn't mar it, but it was just like, ugh, come on. Like, you, it was fine. Like, it was two out of the three of the changes were great.
Yep.
You didn't have to make it too complicated.
Yes, they did, Alexa. You don't know what you're talking about.
They did. You're right. I know. They did have to make it too complicated.
So Emily, Kelly, and Kendra, for those playing at home, were your three alcohol at the auction people. So for the prop bet game, those were the only ones who could have gotten you points. All right, let's look at the immunity challenge now. So we had, here's Jeff, and Owen put the meme of with him with the huge gun. And he said, I know I did this last week, but he literally just did this. And he did literally just do this. Jeff says, okay, we need four people. When they don't come to a decision fast enough, he stabs the bag. This is Jeff doing his best James Bond villain impersonation. You don't have time to think. I'm going to kill this person. And Drew immediately steps off. Immediately. So we had already had, who was it? It was Emily and D had both already agreed. Jeff stabs the bag. Drew can't handle the violence. He now steps off as well. Then they have to still convince a fourth while the rice is just draining out. What do we think about this? Did you think this was fun? Did you think that this was too much? What did you think?
I think I liked it. I thought it was kind of fun. It was very just like, it was unnecessary in a way that didn't insult anything. Yeah. You know, it made it dramatic. This was like a very Jeff episode, but I didn't mind that. It made it dramatic, but for what it's worth, it got Drew out there, you know? Drew wasn't going to go out and he jumped out. So I liked it. And I think it surprised them. It's that this is something that happens every year and I always forget it happens. And I never find it. It's not a negotiation if you like go in knowing it's happening.
Yep.
So I think this at least like made it mildly interesting.
Corwin Green, I liked it because it eliminated that weird negotiation phase that takes a minute.
It's an unnecessary conversation.
I totally agree. I think it was so Jeff. I mean, Jeff stabbing the bag is hilarious. I was dying laughing, but I'm so tired of this. We're going to give you rice and him even saying, I know you all just ate like crazy yesterday, but remember what hunger feels like. You have 10 days left at this point. You'll be okay. You're going to be fine. You're going to get enough rewards and stuff down the line. This rice didn't feel necessary like it has on past seasons because the auction was in there. So I don't need to watch them negotiate. I don't really care about this. I'm glad it also put people on the spot because Katara really didn't have a choice but to step off, right? Because Bruce wasn't going to step off. Jake wasn't going to step off. I think Julie just wants to win immunity so bad she's never going to step off. Austin knows he's the best chance for his group to win immunity, so I don't see him ever stepping off. Maybe Kendra would have eventually, but I feel like Katara really found herself in that position of, well, I don't have a choice, so I better hurry up and just do it.
Exactly, yeah. And I was nervous that she actually went out because I thought that she was going to be in trouble, but she actually, she's been fine.
Is Kendra who you and Sammy both had at the bottom spot, or did you have... Oh, do you had Bruce? You had Bruce.
I had Bruce in the bottom spot, yeah.
Yeah, you had Kendra at...
Seven.
I had Kendra at 5. I was feeling good about Kendra coming in tonight.
I'm feeling good about Kendra. She's fine. Maybe not now, but...
Yeah. She was. So, in the immunity challenge, Kelly was the first one out, then Kendra, then Austin. Jake kills me. I think Jake's a badass. Jake's playing the game. He's playing hard. I love that he screams and makes noises and all that fun stuff. He lost... And then it was Julie and Bruce. Like you said, the two geriatrics. Bruce ended up pulling it out, but it's hard not to be impressed with Julie. I know everybody's holding a third of their body weight, and then that goes up and it increases, whatever. But still, proportionally, she's you can now argue that pound for pound, Julie is the second strongest person on that beach.
100%. That's
pretty damn good.
That's awesome. Good. Yeah, that's another great challenge, too. It was fun to see Jake, like, getting all into it. And even at tribal council, when it does, for what it's worth, it really bothers me when people are like, you aren't playing Survivor. It's like, yes, they are. You're just being negatively impacted by it. But you see him say it, he's like, thank God. And then he's like, oh shit, sorry, Kelly. Like, that's very real.
It's very
Kelly had a real reaction, and I'm glad she was pissed. I hate when people are like, good job, everyone.
I'm so happy she was mad because Kelly knew she was going to win the game. Kelly was totally. So well positioned. She knew she was going to win. If she could just get rid of that damn leech, she would have won, and she just couldn't get rid of the damn leech. And now the leech is going to be so sad that his number one is gone, not even realizing that his number one hated him the entire season.
I know. Bruce is a free man now.
I just got to say, okay, so now after this episode ends, we're down to final 9. This is normally, and on the after show tomorrow, I'll do my official 3-3-3 because I normally do my top 3 contenders, then my could wins, and then my just no shot.
Pretenders.
Whatever. Yeah, and I try to rank them in some sort of order. What does this do for Bruce's game now? He lost Kelly, but now are Reba going to start coming after him?
I don't know. I think they could, because Kelly, I don't think that Kelly had anything to do with why they didn't want to be playing with Bruce. Mm-hmm. Maybe they thought like they could never work with her as a result of this, but this didn't feel like a, let's get rid of Bruce's number one. Mm-hmm. This felt the other way. Like, let's get rid of the person who's going to win. So I think also him having an idol is going to make him scary, especially because there aren't many Bellows left and he could use it with Jake. Though I doubt he actually will.
Yeah.
I do think they're going to be gunning for him still, but maybe just it just won't seem as obvious. I don't know. Yeah. But at the same time, he just lost his number one, so he's going to be freaking out.
I do think everybody's going to go after him next week, or at least make him feel like he's the target next week, so he'll play his idol.
Yeah.
But man, I'm at the point right now where I'd probably let Bruce hang around a little bit. If I'm Julie, that's the person I think I can beat. You know, Bruce right now feels like that. But again, with how bad of an edit Bruce has gotten, he's not the one who's looking fooled here. He's not the one who's looking totally shocked. He was shocked by the result, but because he didn't vote and because he had immunity, he doesn't come away looking totally flabbergasted. So far, Bruce thinks he's playing A+ Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, he loses number one, but he probably still thinks he has avenues because everybody's going to come to him and say, no, we were worried about Kelly. We weren't worried about you, Bruce. It was Kelly. Are they going to be sincere with that, or are they going to be blowing smoke? I don't know. I could see it going either way.
I think they're going to blow smoke because I don't think they want to work with him. I don't think they weren't like, we got rid of Kelly so that we can start to work with you finally. I still think they don't want to work with him. And I think Katara is going to be so mad that like I think that Keturah and Kendra are both going to be really mad that like they lost this person, but I think they're also going to be like begging to the Reba group, like, can we just dogpile under Bruce now?
Yeah, I know. I know. And dogpile is a word of the night, right? Pile on.
Oh my God. Word of the night.
Yeah. Jake was talking about it and it made a whole bunch of sense. He was right. Stop piling on. It doesn't make sense. Somebody is making the wrong move and he's right. I don't think they can get rid of Bruce next week anyway, because of this idol.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kelly going home doesn't kill Bruce. I really don't. Because now Bruce doesn't realize how much Kelly wanted to vote him out of the game. But now Keturah and Kendra don't have a path to vote Bruce out of the game because they don't have Kelly to go and do it. They could go to the women and say, let's do a women's alliance. Let's vote out Bruce. But Bruce is going to play his idol.
Yeah.
They don't have somebody to totally comfort Bruce at this point the way Kelly was able to do. So ultimately, the worst part of Kelly's game wasn't Bruce, but it was similar to the worst part of Keturah's game right now, which is getting too focused on one thing and just losing sight of how am I being perceived by others? Because Keturah is being perceived as, okay, we know she doesn't like Bruce. That's fine. We get it. We know she's going to throw his name out. We saw that happen tonight where they said, who do you want to vote out? She immediately threw Bruce's name out. Everybody went, of course, duh. We knew she was going to do it. We baited her into it. Kelly was the opposite, where Kelly was being perceived as such a massive threat, but she was playing Bellow Survivor. She wasn't, it didn't feel like she was really playing fully merged tribe Survivor yet. And she lost sight of how she was being perceived by the Rebas. And that is why she went home tonight, because she was too focused in on the Bellow drama and not focused enough on, we still got to beat these Reba people to win the game. Because really, the move tonight should have been, if they're coming after Jake, say, well, why shouldn't we get rid of Emily? She's got nobody. Why shouldn't we get rid of Julie? She was a name that came up. By getting rid of Jake, you're saying it's okay with us that we're now down to four. And that to me doesn't make a lot of sense. And I wonder if they were just able to convince her with the Women's Alliance or something like that. I don't know.
I think the Bellows just never had their footing. I think they just never could connect with each other. They never wanted to work together cohesively. And that was their downfall.
Yeah.
And now they lost their glue. They lost the only person that could keep them together.
They did. And now I think they're sitting ducks. I'm curious who the last one remaining will be. I almost feel like we're getting into a situation where Keturah and Bruce might be the last two Bellows remaining, dueling it out for which one's going to get to be the last person remaining from that tribe. And that would really crack me up. That would
exactly. Really, who's going to be the Colby?
Yeah, who's going to be the Colby that we know isn't going to win, but
he's going to get fifth place.
He's chilling. Exactly, yeah. He's chilling.
Great episode, though.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. For anybody who, I mean, I'm sure most of you are fans of Rob in some way, shape, or form, even if you're not, even if you don't go to his events or something, or if you're choosing to listen to us over him right now. But that was pretty epic, what happened last night. I don't know if you saw this, but was it in New York?
Like, kind of. What? I don't really understand what last night's event was.
So I think Rob Cesternino was able to get fans together to do a pre-screening of the episode. And I don't know what that was for. I mean, I didn't follow
it. I thought it was like CBS did it.
Well, so I think what ended up happening was, I think CBS had planned it with Rob, but I don't know if everybody realized that, because then Jeff came out and Rob introduced him, and Jeff was there, and Bryce and Wendell were there. And then Alex Rubino, I think it is, he was there. He's in the audience smiling, waving. He's always everywhere. But I thought that was really cool. And the fact that they were willing to do that and willing to let the cat out of the bag on such an iconic it's going to be an iconic new era boot.
Kelly, I can't believe that a whole 24 hours went.
And it wasn't spoiled.
I know. I'm really, really shocked. I think it's incredible. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. So I thought that was really, really cool. And I'm glad to see that the community, Jeff is still so into it. And there is, you know, we've all talked a little bit about like what's going on with certain elements in this community. But I think it was cool to see that, you know, Rob and Jeff still have that type of relationship, and they were able to pull something like that off. And then it gets Bryce taking pictures with Rob Cesternino, which is always a good thing. So I'm
always good
about that.
No, that's great.
Yeah. So that was just something really cool to see. And I saw like Rob's live right now with Adam Klein. So maybe if those things would have been reversed, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't have happened. But I'm
poor Adam. What did he do?
I know. I'm loving it though. So that was really
cool. He's defending himself. I don't understand what's going on.
We'll have him on in 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, we'll be here. I have a question that maybe you spoke about and I missed it. Why are 3 votes lost next week? Did I black out during the preview?
Yeah, they just said it. We don't know why. It was just all 3 of you will lose votes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think because Jeff pointed, it's very like you, and then they all just lose their votes.
Yeah, probably. Not a surprise.
What did Kendra say today? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch it. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Oh, God, that's so bad. I hope that's not what happens, but it will be.
What ends up happening. I'm not excited about it. I don't like just let people vote.
Let them play. I feel like a broken record.
They all voted tonight, except for one person because Bruce couldn't vote. And even if Bruce had voted, Kelly still goes home, and that was an epic blindside. Let him vote.
Let him vote. So dumb.
Let him vote. Anyway, Kendra's story with her dad, that was really cool. Really touching.
That was great.
Really emotional.
Yeah. I think also the connection to the beer was really cool as well. Apparently this was somewhere, I need to rewatch this. Someone tweeted at us that their photo was at an iconic North Shore of Massachusetts location. So I got to take another look at it because maybe I've been there. Anyways. Yeah,
you need to figure it out. but so she cried. So that happened. So that was something that took place this week. Bruce had the episode title.
And got individual immunity.
And he got individual immunity. Yes, I got to check that one. And then what were some of the...
Julie's mouth blurred.
Oh, she did finally get a mouth.
She's a potty mouth.
Damn, it took her this long. And here she is cursing up a storm. Emily hit 40 confessionals on the season. So she gets that one. She's the second person to hit that. What is it? Kelly ends the season with 5 or less votes, individual immunity. She made the jury. She had a confessional in every episode she was in, and she got alcohol at the auction. So she was pretty
solid.
Yeah, she was solid for sure. Jake used his shot in the dark. So these are all the props that I have right now. So I'll give a quick update on this, assuming that is correct. If there's anything that's going to change, then, maybe it'll end up being different. But right now, Nicholas Vitello has 19. J.L. Woods has 17. Chaz Golson has 16. Khan Pavlopoulos, I should have had Alexa pronounce that one, also has 16. And then there's another Jay Woods. This is somebody with a church. Has 15. So those are your top 5 right now for the prop bet game, assuming there's nothing else that I'm missing in there. And then for the bootless game, Kyle Newby has 19. Brian Jeffrey has 23. Rugar IMJ has 22. Chuck Hard Work, I'll say, has 25. And Brian Pescia has 25. So those are your top 5 there.
We got a comment. Did Jay Maya get 10 or more votes?
Jay Maya did get 10 or more votes, and we gave Jay Maya, we did not give Jay Maya 10 or more votes. That's a very good call.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon, for calling.
You know why? Because when they did the revote, they didn't show all the votes. So I think at the time people were confused how many votes actually took place because that was at the final 13. 12 people voted for Caleb. Caleb then couldn't vote on the revote, and Austin wasn't voting. So that dropped her down to 10. But I think for some reason people might have thought there were only 9. So she does have 10. So that just changed everything up. So if you had my update may have been pointless. However, it was not. It was not. Nobody had Jay Maya with that. So it really was. That didn't make a difference. But those are the updates on that. I'll have the updates for the patrons on the other stuff either tomorrow, or I'll do a special episode at some point because I am swamped tomorrow, but I want to get those up for the fantasy game, which Kendra did have pictures with family and herself as a child. So I think she gets points for that. So that's a good one. And then I will have the power rankings update at some point later this week too. So I got to get those 2 out, but become patrons, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. $20 tiers, get my after show tomorrow and all the other fun stuff that we've been doing, all these games and everything like that. And as I've talked about a lot on this podcast, going to be doing a lot more content come January, have a lot planned. Already been talking to some people about how to make it happen. So go over there, check out patreon.com/survivorspecialist now. And if you do, you'll be able to see all the stuff that I plan to have coming out in January. Alexa, did I miss anything? What's next? We have to talk about what's next.
Well, what's next is we have a returning guest to the podcast on Monday night. Owen Knight is going to be joining us again, back-to-back seasons. We absolutely love having him. We were messaging him earlier this season, and he was like, man, it feels so good to just be off the podcast circuit and living my life. And we said, you know what? Screw that. Why don't you come back on? So we're very excited to have him. It's going to be Monday, 11:20 at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, for those of you on Central Time, including Owen. So tune in for that. We're very excited to have him back on. Phil sounds like he's doing his after show tomorrow. Keep an eye out for John and McKenna doing their Survivor Rewind. I'm very curious what auction episode they're going to be doing for this, because this was very unlike other auction episodes. And yeah, become a patron. Great time to become a patron.
And we will make sure that Sammy posts the bet slip.
Yeah.
We will make sure that happens. And also, I just need this to give one last shout out. It is incredible to me, and I tweeted this, but it is incredible to me that by Kelly Wentworth existing, the Survivor community thinks the proper spelling of Kelly is K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Her power.
The amount of people who wrote the spelling that way, who had never seen that spelling in their life except for Kelly Wentworth, blew my mind. That was never the problem. I understand not getting the I-E right.
My first Kelly guess would be K-E-L-L-Y. Yeah, that is it. Like every Kelly I know.
It's every Kelly. That's what it should be. And the fact that Kelly Wentworth existing has convinced people, I want to say a majority of the votes were K-E-L-L-E-Y, which is just
so funny.
Mind-blowing.
It should be an honor. It truly should be an honor.
It's crazy. So that's she did that. Good for her. But yeah, we will be on. I don't want to spoil the episode for Sammy just in case he hasn't seen it. But I will be sending him a message every 10 minutes until that bet is played. I might, because my main job is doing sports betting writing. So I may see if I can get like a Sammy special with the company I write for.
The name is so good.
It's so good. And see if we can say like, this guy made this bet and now he has to agree to it. He doesn't have a choice. The whole Survivor community is on him and we can get special odds for it. The Sammy special, the Arizona Cardinals to win this year's Super Bowl. So
there it is.
Poor guy. God, poor guy. He'll be fine. Spoilers before saying that. Just
should have become a model. Yeah. Should have just gone into modeling.
Never doing a podcast again. We've gotten him off the circuit, but
I know we got him once.
Thanks everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. John and I about to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming and what was the other movie I watched this week? Oh, and The Holdovers. So if you're interested in those two movies, tune in. That'll be a lot of fun. Otherwise, Alexa, I'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday. Bye everyone.